I'm not a pessimist, but I'm also not too happy about 59 years of independence. Ghana should have surpassed Korea. Ghana should have surpassed these years. Because at the time we started, and at the time CPT had its 7-year development plan, these countries which are now the giants in Asia were far behind us. So it is very painful that Ghana would show the way. And our the founder of the nation, Osagyefo Dr. Kwame Nkrumah, who wrote books and showed us the way that other countries were able to take from Ghana, and they are better than we are today. And we are now going to Europe begging, depending on IMF, depending on these two savers. So it makes us to feel sad, because Ghana, as we started, if our development were not truncated, I think we would have been second to none in Africa, and we would have challenged the world, because it was quite clear that some of the things Ghanaians were doing were not even done in Europe. When we started to talk about women, parity with women, how many countries were talking about it at that time? No, when we insisted on our school system, changing the school system that people, poor farmers, our brothers here could also go to school, countries were not doing that. We were the leading people in Africa, and probably in the world, to stick education to the doorsteps of the people. That is why in 9 years, from one graduate we had in Tamale, here am I sitting down as Professor Daley from Nandong. So without that education, I wouldn't have been talking to you. And within a short time, there were secondary schools all over, Navrungo Secondary School, where our president, Tamale. But at my time, before they came, we had only one secondary school for the whole North, Tamale Secondary School. And imagine, and Nkrumah instituted the special scholarship scheme. Listen carefully. Professor Nambila is alive now. He is the president of the chief. No, Nkrumah said, those of you from the North who didn't have the opportunity to go to secondary schools, I'm creating it. So at your age, even if you were 25 years, come and do an exam. When you pass the exam, they put them straight away in secondary from three. Look, they have excelled. Some of them are professors at the uni. So here was a man who was thinking out of the box. So me, I find it strange when people say that CPP is a historical society. They are not serious, because without history, you can't do it. You learn from history. The medical school, who had a medical school? Nkrumah instituted it by 63. Ghana has started this medical school without any white man leading it. There were Ghanaian doctors. Ismon, he told him, start it. And we did it. There were a lot of things we were doing. And in that spirit of industrialization, of self-reliance, we started KNUST. They were making cars and trying to do things for us. We were producing sandals. We had tomato factory here. We had corned beef. There was no need going to the south to look for jobs. Equitable good development. And today I was listening to somebody from Volgatanga here telling us the Upper East. The way the development here is so minimal that they feel really isolated from the rest of the country. Nkrumah didn't do that. He made sure the equitable distribution of development, so that there was no need. He foresaw this. You see, and he made sure that every district, every small place had a district. Nandom had a district. Diapa had a district. Laura had a district. So that we started with development projects there. After so many years, we are going back to what the man started. So when people now say that Nandom is a district or this, I laugh. Because when I was young, those districts were there. Because he wanted to speed up progress and make sure that the people took over the development of their place and did it themselves, using their local means, and then coming together as a group and ensuring that we have confidence in ourselves. And confidence is a very important factor. When you want to depend, we depend when we are young, the breastfeeders. At the age of 59, are we still young as a nation? But we veered away from that thing. And then we went trying to say that, no, we must follow what others are doing. And Nkrumah was very clear to us that we should be proud of our heritage. We are not saying that we should not learn from others, but we should insist that we should build up from our own structures, from old culture, and then improve upon them and move forward.